and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Jefferson. Welcome to Jefferson State of Mind. I'm here this morning with Ashley, our producer, and, well, I'll tell you what, our right hand. How are you, my dear?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing good, I think.
Good.
No one's hurt me yet.
Yay. Progress.
Yes, progress. Anyway, Wynn Carpenter's not here this morning. He's under the weather, and we're hoping he mends soon. So a lot of people have got a lot of colds and coughs and all kinds of good stuff this time of year, so we're hoping that those people get over it. Anyway, welcome. We have an interesting day for you today. I guess you get 3 hours of me because I'm going to be here with Sovereign Minds, and we're going to be having on Sovereign Minds the candidates for Senate District 1. They'll be calling in intermittently, and we'll go ahead and we'll ask them the tough questions. We'll do it respectfully, but we'll ask them the tough questions. I've got a couple of announcements here. Monday, February 25th, at the Reading Patriots at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonnie View Road, we will be having District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And she has been very, very good for our county. She's going to talk about the new Chronic Offender Accountability Program. As we all know, in California, we're not the only county suffering from this. But as we all know, in California, it's sort of a catch-and-release program for our police officers. And I talked to one police officer the other day, a young lady, as a matter of fact, and, you know, she's out there trying to do her job, but, you know, you catch these guys, you put them in jail, 10 minutes later they're out, and then they skip going to court, you know, and then you got to round them up again, and it's just an insane situation. So there's also, I guess, somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 chronic offenders here that just get arrested, get out, get arrested, get out. And this new Chronic Offender Accountability Program is something that's been put together by Stephanie, the sheriff, the police chief, et cetera. So we're going to hear about that Monday the 25th. That is this coming Monday, 2570 South Bonnie View Road, 6 p.m. Also, I want to bring up tonight that we will be having our conference call. Our State of Jefferson call starts at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. sharp. The conference phone number is 1-408-638-0988. 86, and the access code is 989-704-2586 pound or hashtag. Now I'm going to go back through that one more time. Conference call phone number 1-408-638-0986. Access code 989-704-2586 pound or hashtag. Now, in promoting that, I'd like folks who are listening to this to tell everybody you know that what we do on those phone calls is give information. I want people to read the messenger. And if you're on listening to this program, please, tell everybody you know to read the messenger. If you're listening to this program, tell everybody you know to listen to this program and go back in the archives and listen to the past podcasts. Because what we have to do is get the word out. We're trying our best to get the word out. And we're finding that, that there are people that get the word out and pass the word. There are people that listen. There are people that read the messenger. But you need to get on this phone call tonight. I mean, you know, that's just all there is to it. I mean, there's many, many of us that are working very hard to make sure that people know what's going on in Jefferson and know what's going on in the court case and know what's going on in the Second Amendment case. We're doing the best we can to do that, but we need some help, and we need you to help because we need you to listen and to spread the word. I mean, why isn't there 5,000 Jefferson flags in every county? Why isn't there? Why isn't there 5,000 signs in every county? I have people that come up to me all the time because I'm always wearing Jefferson gear. I have, bumper stickers on my vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, thank you guys for what you do. I really appreciate it. Well, you know what? We need your help. You know, I appreciate that you're thanking me, but, you know, gosh, you know, we go at this. My wife goes at this at least 15 hours a day, every day. She's on right now. She's going through information. She sorts through it. She talks to everybody. We're trying to do the best we can, but we need everybody to help, and it's time to stand up. Do you want this state or not? Or are you happy with California? That's the question. So tonight, again, 1-408-638-0986. 1-408-638-0986. Access code. Easy for me to say, huh? 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. You can also join in the chat room. This is a little more complicated. I actually don't like to read this because it's like reading the encyclopedia, but it's https://zoom.us/i/ 989-704-4256. Good grief. Get on the call. It's easier. Okay. We also have, on March the 9th, a business expo. This is going to be at 2381 Chart Avenue in Gerber, California. It's a free event. Come out and meet businesses. Patty Smith is heading that up. I don't have her phone number on here. Maybe Sally can get on the tax, maybe get on the chat room and give it to, or call it in. But anyway, I don't have a phone number here on this flyer, but I do have one, and it's going to be March the 9th, 2019, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 23181 Chart Avenue, Gerber, California. Now, one other thing, too. We will be talking eventually here about the court case and where we're going with it. And if you want to donate, you can send your donations to State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, California, 96073. State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, California, 96073. Now, if you send that in, that is not tax deductible. If you send in $100 or more and want the tax deduction, you make out the check to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N, P-E-C-A-N, and in the memo part, you put State of Jefferson Formation, SOJ Formation. If you don't put that in the memo part, then it will go just straight through to Pecan. Okay, did I miss anything, Ashley, do you think?
We have somebody in the chat room asking where they can get a big SOJ banner in Siskiyou County.
Okay, I would say, let's see, Siskiyou County? I would ask Louise Gallego, and whoever's on there probably knows who that is. What you can do is just, why don't you go ahead and who is it on there anyway? Is that Steve by any chance?
It says Anonymous.
Anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anonymous, if you let us know who you are, maybe we can get to you, buddy, and find out where we can get that up there for you so you have a sign. But I think there is one up there. There's probably a couple up there. You can always get a hold of Mark Baird, too.
Sally has also popped in on the chat room with Patty Smith's phone number.
Oh, good. Patty Smith's phone number.
If listeners want it, they can find it on the chat room so we don't have to regurgitate a bunch of numbers on the air.
Well, thank you. Okay. Well, what we're going to do here now is we're going to go off to our first break, and time has come for 51.
One, two, three.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We are right. This is our home. We protect our own. Now hear our battle cry. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it with me one time now.
Sing it, Jefferson. Sing it, number 51.
We believe in freedom, believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach the children to follow the heart, the kingdom right from wrong. One day this will be their land, this will be their song.
Yeah, State of Jefferson. State of Jefferson.
Hey.
Well, Nick Gardner made a good point on Freedom in Action yesterday, and he called in and made a good point talking about how the state of Jefferson really is a catalyst for different states to do what we're trying to do. Nevada's in the process of that. There is movement and a bill in the legislative body of the state of Washington to split that east and west, with the new state being called Liberty. And I believe it's Matt Shea. I believe that's the name. Sal will correct me on the chat room if it's not. And oh, by the way, Anonymous, Sally did answer you on the chat room. So when we look at what we're doing here as far as promoting liberty, promoting freedom, promoting representation, which has always been and shall always remain the silver bullet. It is the silver bullet. Without representation, nothing matters. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter, because we need to have representation so our voices can be heard in our Republican form of government, as promised in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. What does that mean? Well, we need to get engaged, and we're going to get engaged on Monday night, March the 4th. We're going to have the great candidate debate. It'll be at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Road. We will be having Kevin Kiley, Brian Daly, Theodore DeZuba, and Rex Heim in for a debate. Now, this is for everybody. This is for everybody anywhere, any place in District 1, and there's 11 counties. You folks are all invited. It starts at 6 p.m. Well, maybe you've got to drive an hour, maybe you've got to drive 2 hours. But you know what? There's been many, many, many a time when many of us have driven 8 or 9 hours. I know at one particular point, the very first meeting in Placer, Mark Barrett stayed awake 32 hours straight to get there because he promised he would. Again, it's time to get engaged. It's time to not do childish things, to be grown-ups. Now, 2570 South Bonneview Road, March 4th, the great candidate debate at 6 p.m. on Sovereign Minds after this program at 10 o'clock. It's a very important program with Mark Kent, Red Smith, Linda Kent, and I'll be joining them. And these candidates have all been invited to call in. I've gotten an affirmative from all of them. So we'll see who calls, and we'll see what their answers are to questions. Again, questions won't be easy, but the questions will be straightforward. I don't know about you guys, but how many people are tired of not getting an answer to a question when you ask a politician or a candidate? And how many of you are tired of the fact that when you do get that answer, they say one thing when they're up for election and another thing when they get elected? So what we have to do now is understand that we have to hold their feet to the fire. That doesn't mean in a rude way, but it means in a righteous way. We've got to hold people's feet to the fire. Again, let's get going. Why isn't there flags on every other house in these counties? Why isn't there meetings every week? Why aren't people showing up in Jefferson gear at every city council meeting and every board of supervisor meeting? And where are we going with the court case? We're going to find out right now because I have Mark Baird on the phone. Kemosabe.
Hey, how's it going, Terry?
Oh, you know, I'm just in here trying to fight the fight as you, my friend.
Just living the dream, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's that snow up there? Still coming down on you?
No, it's not snowing right now. We still have quite a bit on the ground, but it's not currently snowing. It's supposed to later. So just usual winter up here.
Well, I'd like to start off with the CFR case and where we are now. Maybe just kind of bring us up to date a little bit here on where we are and what our move is here in our appeal.
Well, as people may or may not know, the federal judge, Karen Mueller, ruled or issued an order that the people of the state of California do not have the right to sue the state of California for lack of representation or dilution of vote. And she said that we do not have standing to bring this lawsuit because lack of representation and dilution of vote harms everyone in California. And since everyone is equally harmed, you don't have the right to sue California for the tyranny or for the oligarchy or for the things that they are imposing upon you that you have no access to political power to fight. So what the federal judge said was institutional tyranny is okay as long as everybody is equally tyrannized by it. As long as the government steals everybody's money, as long as the government is lying to everyone, as long as the government is imposing programs upon everyone that harm them and harm their lives and harm their families and their bank accounts and their ability to make a living, it's okay. That's what the federal judge said. We don't think she's right, and it's obvious why. We think that the United States Constitution, the First Amendment, which gives people the inalienable right to petition the government for redress of grievances, disagrees with her, and that the people of California do have the right to sue the government when they have absconded with our liberty and lied to us about it, and are cheating us out of our money and stealing our money and taking our Second Amendment privileges away and throwing, at the same time they throw the border open to any crook, liar, cheat, or criminal or gang member that wants to sneak across it and then give them your money. We think we do have the right to petition the government through the courts or through whatever means we decide to use. And the California Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, agrees with that because it says that government was formed to benefit the people, and that all just political power is derived from the people, and that whenever government fails to serve the people, they have the right to alter or reform government whenever the public good demands it. So the California Constitution says the judge is wrong. The First Amendment says the judge is wrong. The Declaration of Independence says the judge is wrong. And the judge, in fact, is a liar herself. So she communicated with a court that was not briefed on the case, and she acted upon that communication in order to deny the people of the state of California justice. She admitted that under Title 28, Section 2284, that the case is not frivolous. It is a serious political question that deserves an answer. She admitted in court that she wished she had two other judges to help her make decisions in this case. And then she went ahead and issued an order by herself, in contrary to her own advice to the people in the courtroom in public. So we're suing her, or excuse me, we're continuing the lawsuit, we're not suing her personally, by appealing to the Ninth Circuit Court. That's too bad for us, because we know the Ninth Circuit is filled with liars and cheats and court officers that are not responsible to the will of the people. But that's where we are. So I talked to the attorney the other day. They're writing the appeal. They have a little less than 30 days to complete that process and submit the appeal. At that point, the state will attempt to dismiss the appeal, and then we'll rebut their rebuttal to our rebuttal, and the wheel of justice grind on. But as we have hopefully recently learned in the Young versus Hawaii case, that the state of California and the state of Hawaii whined because they didn't like the way the case came out, and it was a legitimate decision by a three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit Court that the right of the people to keep and bear arms openly and exposed in public was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit. And because the judges of the Ninth Circuit and the state of Hawaii and California didn't like the way the case came out, they whined. And now the entire court will rehear the decision, and believe me, it is not their intent to reaffirm your liberty. It is their intent to set aside that decision. But they're a little bit afraid of how that's going to come out. So they actually stayed the in-bank rehearing of Young pending the outcome in the United States Supreme Court of a New York case, which has nothing to do with the Young case. This New York case has to do with whether people in the city of New York are allowed to carry their weapons around in a locked box in the trunk with the ammunition locked in a separate box where no one can get at it if they need it in order to go to a gun range outside the city limits. This case literally has nothing to do with the Young case. It has nothing to do with the affirmation of the open right of open carry to the people of California. And yet the Ninth Circuit in bank ruled that they're going to stay the rehearing until the New York case is disposed in the United States Supreme Court.
Mark, can you explain to the folks what in bank means and what that all means?
Yeah, this is all so convoluted. It's really kind of hard to follow. But here's what happens. In a circuit court of appeal, so you have a trial court, first of all, and George Young case went to the trial court. And a single judge made a ruling. Now, in the United States justice system, if one of the parties of the lawsuit doesn't like the ruling, then they're allowed to appeal to a higher court. And these court authorities get higher and higher and higher until finally you reach the United States Supreme Court, which is in theory the highest court in the land. So when the trial court makes an opinion that one of the parties to the suit is not in favor of, you have the right under United States law to appeal to a higher court. The higher court would be the Circuit Court of Appeals. There are like 11 circuits. The ninth is the largest. So in California and the West Coast and Hawaii and several other states, we would appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court. Now, when you appeal to a circuit court, that is a three-judge panel, and that is correctly to say that one judge obviously could have possibly made errors in a judgment or legal errors and so on. And so a three-judge court would be less likely to make those mistakes. And now when you appeal to a circuit court, you can't change the facts of the case. You're only allowed to argue the technicalities of why the judge has improperly ruled. So now when you have a circuit court opinion, the next highest court is the United States Supreme Court. So George Young won his case in the Ninth Circuit Court with a three-judge panel. Now here's the unique difference with a court of appeals. If someone or anyone doesn't like that, the way it turned out, they're allowed to whine to the court itself and ask for a majority of the justices, it would be 11 in the Ninth Circuit, to rehear the case. In other words, they can ask for a do-over because they didn't like the way it came out.
And what's the what would it take on the judges? Is it a simple majority? And isn't there 11 that are involved, or how does that work?
Yeah. Well, what happens is if a majority vote of the judges of the court, mm-hmm. in other words, it doesn't even have to be the people involved in the lawsuit.
Right.
It can be the judges themselves. If one of the judges, just one, doesn't like how it turned out, whether they were part of the case or not, they can cry to the court itself and ask for all of the judges to vote as to whether they want to rehear the case. So they don't trust themselves. They don't even trust their own judges. And when they don't like a case, and everybody knows that the majority opinion of the Ninth Circuit leans more towards the socialist communist bent than it does the liberty angle, then the judges themselves can vote the case into a do-over. And that's what happened here.
Okay, so we're going to have to go off to a break. It's 9:30, so we've got to go to our break. But hang on, Kemosabe, if you would. You can, yes?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll go ahead and go to our break, and we'll come right back with Mark Baird and answer your questions. Time has come for 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
February 22nd, 1982. Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Here with Mark Baird. We've been talking about the CFR court case, the appeal process, and Mark, back to you there, buddy.
Yeah. So in the Circuit Court of Appeal, people can whine for a do-over instead of appealing to the Supreme Court, which would be the normal process. If one of the litigants in a lawsuit doesn't like the opinion, they appeal to a higher court. Well, in the circuit court, you get two tries. So that's what's happening with George Young. And with the CFR lawsuit, we definitely are at odds with the trial judge. She violated federal law. She violated Supreme Court directive. She violated the independence of the court by communicating with another court unlawfully. And then based on the information she received from the other court, who had not been briefed on the case, she filed a ruling. She admitted that the case was not was a serious political question.
A very serious political question.
Right. She admitted that she wished she had two other judges to help us and to help her, and yet she violated all the rules and all the procedures regarding dilution of vote and voter apportionment cases, and dismissed our complaint yet again without leave to amend. So now we're filing an appeal with the Ninth Circuit. You know, we didn't want to have to go this route. It's more expensive. It's more time consuming. It adds untold costs and untold amounts of time to the case. But we're going to fight on. The guys are writing the appeal right now. I just spoke to one of the attorneys, Scott Staffney, the other day. He has about, he has, I think, a little less than 30 days to get this thing filed. And by the time the time is up, they'll have the appeal and they'll file it. Now, why don't they file early? Everybody says, well, if they finish early, why don't they file early? Well, first of all, 30 days is nothing in the life of a court. I mean, they can delay this thing for years. The Young case may well be delayed for a year because of the stay awaiting some unrelated New York case to go through the United States Supreme Court. So, number one, a month is nothing in the in a court case, in, especially in the appellate court. George Young's been in court now for 7.5 years. And the second reason is you don't want to file before the date is before the time approaches, because all you're doing is giving the enemy more time to respond. So they're going to wait until the time is up, then file the appeal. Then the state will file a motion to dismiss the appeal, then we'll file a rebuttal to their motion, and so on, and away we go. But look, folks, if we don't have the staying power, if we don't have the mental tenacity and the toughness that it takes to follow through with this action, then the state wins. In other words, here's our problem. We have to win every time. They only have to win once. The state has all the money in the world. They have all the time in the world. Their lawyers are free to them in court. It doesn't cost, quote, the state anything, because you are paying for your own destruction when you pay the state's attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
We, through our taxes, are paying to destroy our own liberty with the liars and the goons and the crooks in Sacramento. We're literally paying them to steal our own money.
You know,
and
Mark,
we're so weak, we can't even be bothered to vote when we have the opportunity to change that system.
You know, one of the things, too, and as we sat together in court, everybody heard it. It's on the record. Judge Mueller, yes, she did say that she wished she had two other judges, and she said that this was a very serious question, and the attorney for the state said, oh, yes, this is a very serious question. Also, I think one of the main things, and I don't know if it's been brought up or not, it could have been, but that she asked for a three-judge court. She asked for one, and then she rescinded that a few days later. Our attorney, one of our attorneys, made the comment in court, it's on the record, Your Honor, you asked for a three-judge court, and then you changed your mind. And she said, yes, I did. And he said, we can't find that on the record anywhere. So, in other words, that's the first time in courtdom that we've had an issue to where a judge has asked for a three-judge court and then changed her mind. And, by the way, this judge was a magistrate. I mean, she's on every committee you can think of. We're not talking about somebody here who is not predominant in her field, and certainly who doesn't have knowledge in her field. And I mean, that's a big deal. That is just a big deal. And I wanted your comments on those two points.
Well, she did. I mean, first of all, she did something unprecedented and we believe unlawful when she asked for a three-judge court and then took it back. You know, I mean, the government's part in this case would be more at home in a kindergarten than it is in court.
True.
I mean, you know, they, they look you straight in the eye and say, well, yes, I said it, but I didn't mean it. Well, yes, I need the help from two other judges, but I'm not going to get it. Well, yes, it is a serious political question, which meets the bar in Shapiro v. McManus for her to appoint a three-judge court. Well, yes, this is a very serious political question, but I'm not going to treat it that way. You know, yes, you are the people who formed this government. Yes, you are being tyrannized. We agree. The court agrees. It's all true. You don't have enough representation. No one does. It's all true. But we're not going to do anything about that. You know, so you just look at that and you think, God, am I back in elementary school where I say, yes, you did, and you say, no, I didn't. But since you're the teacher, you win. I mean, this is, it's the most ridiculous and childish process I've ever seen in my life. And even the judge, when she looks at the courtroom, she seems like she's a little embarrassed about her conduct because she keeps asking the very people who are suing the state, well, forgive me for not doing what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not going to do it. And then she explains why she should do it, but is not going to do it. Like we're all supposed to say, oh, well, in that case, Your Honor, go ahead and tyrannize us. Oh, in that case, Your Honor, go ahead and be a liar in front of the court and everybody. You know, she keeps looking for this kind of absolution from the very people she's committing the injustice upon. And we're not going to give it to them. We're going to fight this out. Look, we only have a few alternatives here. We have petitioned the legislature, and not one single one of these clowns could be bothered to even ask us what we want or why we want it. And even the people, you're having a candidates' night, right? Well, even the candidates, they're coming to us. They're coming to the people of Jefferson, and they're asking for our support. I've had them ask me to publicly come out in favor of one of them. And then I asked them, okay, well, if we do this, will you introduce Jefferson State split legislation? And here you go, back to the same old conversation. I don't know if I could support that. And, you know, I'm going to keep on swinging for you, but I'm only one guy. And, you know, I vote no on all these unconstitutional things, but I don't know what you expect me to do besides that. And, well, you know, it's really a tough question.
It's appalling is what it is. It's just appalling.
Yeah, I'm for more representation, but you know, I think there's probably a different way to go about it. And, you know, folks, if you just elect me, then I promise I'll try to think about doing a good job for you.
Well, here's the thing, too.
I'm sick of it.
Right. Well, and I agree with you. You know, the thing is that all 11 counties in the District 1, every one of them have declarations in. And several of them had declarations in that were voted on by the Board of Supervisors. And, you know, I talked to all the candidates over the last couple of days. In fact, when I talked to our assemblyman, he was in Bakersfield in a motel. And he was there with his son who was having a wrestling tournament. And he said he'd be on. That's Brian Daly. Kevin Kiley said he'd be on. Theodore DeZuba, who I talked to, said he'd be on. And Rex Heim, who I talked to for probably a couple of hours over the last few days, and he said he'd be on. Now, the thing is that they all agree representation is the issue, but nobody knows what to do. Nobody is in a position where they're saying, oh, well, you know, Jefferson does seem like the answer, and here, I'll do this for you. Now, Rex Heim did make basically a comment to me on the radio, on the telephone when we were talking, that he would put forth legislation for more representation in the state of California. And we'll see if he upholds to that. One of the problems
a couple of the guys that called me, they said, I'll introduce legislation for more representation. Yeah, okay. So why don't we take 5 deck chairs from the port?
Oh, that was Gallagher.
Gallagher already introduced legislation for more representation. It never made it out of committee. It never will. Because the Democrats don't have to do it.
Nope.
They don't have to let go of power. Now, look, even if a guy introduced legislation for Jefferson, it probably would never make it out of committee because the Democrats are not going to share power with the people of California. They don't have to. We're too lazy to vote them out because the 8 million gun owners and who knows how many conservative Christians can't even be bothered to get off their butts and vote. But at least if someone would introduce Jefferson legislation, we would know for a fact that we have at least one representative in that crooked hellhole called Sacramento that has the temerity, the guts, and the tenaciousness to try.
That's
and
right.
That's all we're asking for is a try. We're asking to raise public awareness. We're asking to have one of those guys step out of the shade
yep.
into the bright light of liberty and at least make a try for us. And in exchange for that, we will give that person our vote.
Mark,
that's all we're asking for, and we can't even get one of them to do that.
I'm getting a high sign. We have to go to a break.
Okay.
So stay with us, Kemosabe. Good stuff. And time has come, folks, for 51.
The years roll slowly past, and I find myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I find myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about pain or even how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time. Breaking all of the rules that were bent.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. and donate now to show your support.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What memories that song brings back, I'll tell you. It brings back a lot of them. Yep. It brings back a lot of them. Anyway, we're back, folks, and I want to remind people about the conference call tonight. That is the State of Jefferson conference call. The phone number is 1-408-638-0986, and the access code is 989-704-2586. Pound or hashtag. Again, 1-408-638-0986. Access code 989-704-2586. Pound or hashtag. Mark, I want to, we've only got about 10 minutes left, but I know that you've made a lot of points about things as far as, you know, people getting off their duff and doing something. And, you know, I think it's time, folks, if you're on your way to church, it's time that we challenge the the Christian community. I mean, really and truly, okay? These pastors, are they okay with the late-term abortion? Are they okay with the transgender laws? Are they okay with the government taking tax money and using it to kill babies? Okay, you know, I understand, you know, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto the Lord which is the Lord's. But you know what? Does that mean they're equal? I would love to get some pastors on here. In fact, I would love to have a program where we get nothing but pastors on here. Not standing up as they did during the Revolutionary War, the Black Robe. They were preaching about liberty and God-given rights. God-given rights, not state-given rights, not government-given rights, not man-given rights, but God-given rights. Where is that? Where is that courage? Where is that courage? Shame on you if you're standing at the pulpit and not standing for the rule of law, because the rule of law is the word of God. And frankly, Mark, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the gun owners that don't vote. Oh, I have a long driveway. Great. That's great. You've got a long driveway. Well, what about voting? What about trying to do something? How about helping something? And folks, we need to get on that call tonight. And if you're listening to this program or you hear this on an archive, you need to talk to people. Again, why aren't there flags hanging on every other house in Jefferson? So anyway, Mark, that's my rant, buddy.
Well, I mean, you know, look, it's a congregation is not made up of a pastor. A congregation is made up of people. So if you want to know what's wrong with your church, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. If you want to know what's right with your church, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror, because it's you. You know, you make up your churches. The pastor isn't the all-knowing, all-seeing guy. He's basically the moderator of the discussion, if you will. And yes, he has more, you know, typically because of his degrees and his biblical knowledge, he has more intellectual knowledge of what the Bible contains, or perhaps what a person meant when they said a certain thing. But you know, you are the people. You make up the church. You know, you have a voice vote. You have a monetary vote, and you can vote with your feet. But you know, I think the time for courage is now. It isn't yesterday, and it certainly is too late tomorrow. So you know, we all do need to wake up, and we need to do that by introspection. We need to wake up by taking a look at ourselves.
Mark?
You know, you lead from the front, not the back.
Right, yeah. We have a caller on the line, and I apologize. We have a little board here, and it looks like Greta. Is that right? Ashley?
Hi. Greg Walsh is on the line.
Oh, Greg Walsh. Oh, hey, brother. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to announce that gun raffle we're having. I'll have tickets Monday or Tuesday for that.
Okay.
You guys don't have time. That's cool.
No, we have time to. You go right ahead. You go right ahead.
Well, are you on the air now?
Yeah, we're on the air, brother. You go right ahead.
Okay.
We put you on the air.
All right. Thank you.
Listen,
good job today, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Good job today. I just want to announce Placer County is having a Second Amendment fundraiser gun raffle. And we get this up here. Where's the gun safe? Come on. We'll have the raffle will include a Mauser 30-30 lever action,
mm-hmm.
actually made in America.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a Beretta 380 ACP. And the gun vault comes from a local manufacturer here in Roseville, which is Noble Gun Vaults. And it's a nice gun vault. And so the tickets are available tomorrow or the following day whenever they come in the mail. And it's a $100 price for the donation for a raffle ticket. We're going to sell 100 tickets. And as soon as we sell 100 tickets, we'll raffle off the prize. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me regarding tickets, they can reach me at 530-906-7656. And that's 906-7656. And real quick, I had a call from Carrie Toll from Bend, Oregon, and she's organizing some State of Jefferson stuff in Oregon. So that was a good call yesterday, and trying to help them get organized too. So that's the update here, guys.
Do you know what county she was from, my friend?
Bend. job.
Oh, okay. She's probably working with Tim Smith then.
She mentioned the name, yeah. She wanted merchandise and everything else, so she'll be giving you a call. So.
Okay, well, listen, we love you, and I'll be talking to you. I'll be talking to you later today.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Love you.
Goodbye. See you, Greg.
Okay, so, yeah, Oregon is moving and shaking. That's another state. I mean, you know, you stop and think about what you know, people want liberty. But, Mark, you know, I think the thing is, and you made a good point about the churches, you know, the deal is that I know that in Matthew, Jesus wasn't talking about that Caesar and God were equal. My question is, should we give taxes for the murder of babies? Should we give taxes for that? Does that please God? See, the thing I think we've got it skewed when we talk about the churches, the main thing that we have skewed in that whole thing is the fact that they're looking at this thing saying, well, you know, we have to sort of deal with the government we have. No. What we have to do is make sure that the government is serving the people, which is what God wrote in the Bible as he goes through and talks about government. So the frustrating part, I think, is the fact that I am tired of pastors, as many people are, not standing up. Maybe it's going to take somebody standing up in one of these larger churches, standing up and saying, wait a second here. How are we allowing these horrible, sinful things going on? How are we allowing these things? Why are you allowing them? Why are you not speaking out? We all know that the 501c3 has never been enforced when it comes to churches. Anyway, we have Patty on the other line. Patty, how you doing? Patty.
Yes.
Are you there? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
I'm sorry I kind of got in late. I'm been sick and haven't been thinking real straight, but I wanted to let you guys know that we're doing some really cool raffle items at the Business Expo. Calaveras SOJ sent us three amazing silver coins. One has D-Day on it, the Second Amendment, and the Boston Tea Party. My husband has donated a Rogue six-string electric bass guitar, and all of those people out there need to come in and meet the businesses that support Jefferson.
Yeah, and that's at 23181 Chart Avenue in Gerber, California. That's March 9th, folks, which is a Saturday, March 9th, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there'll be food there, yes?
Yes, there will.
Okay, and I went and looked at the location. It's going to be a fun location. Plenty of parking on the street. It's nice. Take a drive out there, meet the folks that are doing business in Jefferson and the businesses that support Jefferson. Meet vendors. I mean, I'm going to encourage other vendors. They need to come. We can all talk with each other.
We have businesses coming from like six different counties.
Awesome. That's great news. That is great news. Anyway, Patty, God bless you and Mike. You guys have been absolutely amazing for the fight for liberty, for the fight for freedom. And this is going to be a really fun event. I'm really looking forward to it. And by the way, I have an idea to raffle off something that I'm going to donate, and I'll go ahead and talk to you about that later on today, hopefully.
Okay, Terry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty. So Mark, we've got about 2 minutes, buddy. You want to bring us home here?
Well, I mean, stand up, fight. You know, this is your chance. Attend the Business Expo. Show your support for Jefferson. Talk to your friends. Talk to your pastor. Talk to your neighbors. Find out why your Second Amendment supporting neighbors don't vote. Point out to them that how important their vote is. You know, look, if we could just get all of the gun owners and conservative Christians to vote, just vote for conservative candidates, we could take this state back in its entirety in one single election. We have the numbers. We've always had them. We just don't use them. We have all the power. We've always had all the power. All just political power is derived from the people, but we don't use it. So who's to blame here? Is it the liars and thieves in Sacramento who are just doing what liars and thieves do? Or is it the people of the state of California who have the power to change this and have always had it, and we have numbers sufficient to do it, but they don't do it? Who's to blame here, and who can fix this? There is no they in this conversation. It's not them doing anything. It's we, the people, who are not stopping them. And we have the power to do it, but we need your help.
We cannot do this alone. We will not succeed alone. The people of the state of California need to stand for liberty. The people of the state of Jefferson need to demand liberty through separation.
The time has come for 51. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. It's going to be a good one.